the Sefer Chayoilom, the Stipler brings down, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, V'lo yinochom Elohim derech eretz plishtim ki korivu. Ki omar peniru ha'om b'roisom milchomo v'shovu Mitzrayim. They will see a war and they will go back to Mitzrayim. V'yosov Elohim esha'om derech ha'midbor. V'yinochom ha'om b'roisom milchomo v'shovu Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Klal Yisrael to have a nisoyon, chas v'shalom. They will have a nisoyon. It'll be very hard for them. They'll see a war, blood, fire. They'll go back to Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to avoid that problem. It takes them a long way around. So there's no way to run back to Mitzrayim. It's sad, Shani, we can ask a kasha. We have better eitzes for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, Chazal and Moshe say they're Gergoshi, Chiti, Gergoshi, we have all different Shiva, Shiva Amimim. They got scared, Hashem put a Moiro, they ran to Africa. And then, besides, we have people in Africa from that. We know it's the different ones that the Tziro came, the bee, and stagnant, she threw. So no answers. I could Shmuel could manage, yeah. So why you have to make Gans Klal Yisrael for 40 years in the Midbar? You scared Penira or Milchomo? Kill them all. Ashur overnight they were finished. So some answers how you could take care of avoiding this war. Because Shmuel doesn't want that to be a war. Peni Nochem Aom Biroisa Milchomo V'Shavu Mitzrayimo. So skip the war. So the Eitzes, how you could get rid of all the people there. He doesn't want them. Zog the Stipler, Eretz Yisrael niknes beYisurim. You can't get Eretz Yisrael free. You have to fight. Yisurei Guf, Yisurei Nefesh. So no, Muzdain HaMilchama. You can't. It has to be an Nisayon. And Israel has to be an Nisayon. Years and years of war. But it's not easy. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't make there be no milchama. He helps. Here and there. But Muzan a milchama for Eretz Israel. But Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Nisayon to be so easily to jump over to the other side. So what the Ribbono Shel Olam does? V'lo yinochom Elohim derech eretz plishtim ki korivu. V'lo yinochom ha'om b'roisa milchomo v'shavu Mitzrayimo. Teire niknes b'yisurim. Teire is niknes b'yisurim. There's no shortcuts. Motzosa v'lo yogato al taimin. Al taimin. Teire is niknes b'yisurim. You can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it to go easy. Has to be hard days. Has to be nisyonos. On nisyonos, geidos nisht. On avoido, geidos nisht. Muzay nisyonos. Muzay shver atzayt. Muzay. On them it doesn't go. Aber, a person has to be sure to move away from the nisyon. What do you mean to move away from the Nisayon? But we need a Nisayon. But not to have the Nisayon close, by the way, near you, close to you. About the Klal Yisrael could say they don't want to fight for Eretz Yisrael. They could go to be friendly with the Plishtim, with the Amalekim. About it. But not to be so close to Mitzrayim that you could just person has to make himself gdorim. Not to stand near the Nisayon. Maybe before we masbir what I want. If Al Parsha, the same thing. Yankov Avinu tells Yosef, Al no tikbereini mimitzrayim. Sim lo yod chotachas yereichi. Sister Chesed, Al no tikbereini mimitzrayim. Yosef answers, Tate, anoichi esek idvorecho. Don't worry, I'll do it. Vayomer hishov ali. Make a shvua. Vayishov ali. Yosef tells his father, Ich bin Yosef HaTzadik, don't worry. But just in case. Paro will not let. I told you I will do it. I don't need to make a shvua. Don't worry, my father. I'm promising I will keep my word. Paro will make problems. I will take care of it. Yaakov tells him, we can't leave the Nisayon like that. I need you to be tied in a shvua. And when the Nisayon will come, it will be hard for you to pull out. You're right. I know you want to do it, Yosef. I know you're promising to keep your word. But tomorrow the Nisayon could be too hard. Tomorrow the Nisayon could be too shver. Hishovali. Legarop ha-shvur. Hishovali. Tomorrow it'll be too hard for you to switch. Vayishovali. So, be'etzem, the avodah is to get to every chilek in Torah. And I want really to speak on every chilek in Torah. But maybe to start, and you know, we're holding in the weeks of Shivavim. It's called Hashem the Parshas, Shmois, Vaheiro, Boi, B'Shalach, Yisroi. Shpotim, this is Shoivavim. About the R Kabbalah mi Rabbi Seinu is, and we don't discuss these in Yonim, it's Dvorim shel Betzine, we don't discuss it. This is our Mesoira. And we have to keep our Mesoira. Not going to break our Mesoira. Different Bata Midrashas, our Bats Medrash, Art der Chatera, the Litvisha Oilam, this is the Mesoira, and you're not allowed to go to Liroiz Besadeh Acherim. By us it's strafe to speak about these inyanim. In Ganson, it's strafe. But without speaking about these inyanim, we could be mischazik. And I will explain, I want the inyan that I spoke about. We said, Klal Yisrael has to have a Nisayon. Eretz Yisrael has to be a Milchama. You can't win Eretz Yisrael. Niknes be'isurim. Teire is nikne be'isurim. Kedusha is nikne be'isurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Abba ve'loi nochom elokim derech Eretz Plishtim. He can't stop the milchama. Muzayna milchama. You can't get rid of the milchama. Eretz Yisrael has to be nikne beisurim. Has to be a war. Has to be a milchama. Hashem could make a nest. He doesn't want to make a nest. The only way to be zeich is with a milchama sayetza. Teire, knusha. Abba veloi nocham eloikim derech Eretz Plishti. What's the pshat v'loi nochom? The Gemara says, maybe before we start, Acher, the Gemara says if a person sits and learns, he can't come to minus. He can't come to become apikoyres. Frag the Gemara v'loi Acher. Acher was sitting and learning yema v'layla. How it came out that he became Acher, that he became Yeshu. How it could be? Zog de Gemore, Shehoyu Sifrei Minim Noishrim Mecheikoi. He was sitting and learning day and night of bad books. Hoyu Noishrim Mecheikoi. I mean, what's a Gevaldik Evald? It doesn't say Noifli, it says Noishrim. It says the apple is noifel me'ashulchan. Apple falls from the table. Sefer falls from the shelf. A fruit is noisher from the tree. Don't know how you say it in English, but it's noisher from the tree. It's not noifel from the tree. When something is connected, here, a noisher. Noshu se'ar yisroisher. Something that is connected, when it falls, is called a neshira. Something is not connected, is called a nefila. She'ar yusifrei minim noishrim b'techeika. But if he has the wrong books, he can become acher. He can become an andere mensch. Avada is no godless in Teire. There's no mocking tzali and ruchnius of Teire. Ola milchome. No ali and ruchnius. Ola milchome. The milchome is the time that a person grows. Teire niknes beisurin. Teire niknes beisurin. Yogatu matzoso. Avada is a milchome. But there's a tafkid in the milchama, v'leinochom eloikim derech eretz plishti. Lemosho, a person will come to the Shemaim. He has a milchama. You can't avoid the milchama. Everyone will have yetzer hara. Everyone. Start from the life. Shad Vorim, I said it's beremize. He has bad roommates. Bad people in the dira. Terrible ones. People, there was no suffering that they will sit for years in Gehenna. Yeah, I'm sure they're not here now. These, the roommates, not the ones that are that dearest could be are here. But the roommates, people that will sit in Gehenna for sure. Gehenna kolav ve'heinam einam koylim chaytu machti sarabim ein lechelik leilam abes. There's no suffering about it. A bacher brings a bad book to his room ein lechelik leilam abes chaytu machti. Person brings all different MPs to his room chaytu machti ein lechelik ein lechelik. We're not speaking to these people. Let them to deal if they want to have Gan Eden or not. Let them to ask their rabbi if they have Gan Eden. We can't have business with them. But a person stays in such a dira. Here's no excuse. Don't say you need the Nisayan. You need the Nisayan. What does matter you? You don't have a heter. I want to go weiter. Even that the Gemara says about Basra. I'm skipping a second. The Gemara says, "Oitzam eino iv mirois bera." It's one of the mindsets of a person that doesn't look, who is not allowed to look. So the Gemara says, "Sheino mistakel al anoshim b'shasha oim deis al akviso." Rashi says it doesn't stand near the noshim when they do laundry, because sometimes they have to put their hands in the water, and you can see over their elbows, away, so you can see a little bit their hands. So he doesn't stand near the noshim, b'shasha oimdis al akvisa. This is the amount of princess that is dealt. Frek de gemore heiche domi. In the ike darke achrine poisheyahu. Zog de grash, Rashbam, v'basra. In the ike darke achrine, and he doesn't have to go through this way, Pesheyahu. Ve'afilu otzam einov nikro pesheyah. Ve'afilu otzam einov nikro pesheyah. Even if he didn't see his taklus ha'asura, he's a pesheyah. Even if he was not nichshol, someone doesn't have where to eat Shabbos, he has where to eat, and he went to a hotel and he saw a princess, pesheyahu. Pesheyahu, that he went to a treif hotel. There's nowhere else to eat Shabbos. It was in Shabbos. I know it was food in yeshiva. He went to. No one said the name of the hotels. Pesheyahu. He's a pesheyah who comes to Gehenna. But he said, "But I didn't look." Lamezogim. Yeah, I closed my eyes. Even Ochi Pesheyahu. Pesheyahu. But it's my man Ramuzgi. I want to go back to where we started. A person has bad roommates. Even if it's not nichshol chas v'sholem to look at the MPs, v'kadoyim, poshayo. And achas kama v'kama if he's a oynes and he looks, he doesn't have a p'tur oynes. Poshayo. Poshaya. אז הם פושעים. חזל קורא להם פושעים. Better title. He holds one day they'll call him Arav HaGoyen. The Baal Chazal call him Pusheya. Pusheya! He has rumors that have books, not MPs. Again, even if they don't learn any Shiva, these guys, doesn't make a difference. Pusheya! Pusheya! You know, the Rabbanim asked the Treif for phones. This is what the Shiva spoke about from Chaim Kanievsky. But Shiva said, it's not there, but I heard, couldn't go in, the building was full already when I could finish. So maybe it's under a pshat, not what the Chaim meant, that some Shivas asked, you know, the Gemara says, Tamid Chochem ain't it tzorich shmira. So they didn't want to put guards near the Yeshivas. So the Chaim asked if they have cell phones in the Yeshivas. So they said, yes. He said, no, but they need shmira. There's no Teira Magna. So he meant for two Zachen. First, Teira that is Magna is Teira that you sit and learn day and night. Because when you come to Bismedosh. But if they come in Bismedosh with something that could stop them, so they're not. It's Kroim Kroim. The Chavs of Teira is that no one could call you in the middle. Someone could call you in the middle and beat you or text you in the middle. It's not Teira Magna. It's Pastor Abraham Kanievsky. So for sure the Schar is also given in the same. How much portions you get upstairs in the Shemayim? Small little pieces, yeah? Maybe wings, yeah? Aber nicht kein Fleisch. Aber a person has a trefedike phone. I'm not speaking now against phones and not phones. It's not my area. I'm not, you know, not, it's not different. I have, every person is busy with different mitzvahs. Not my mitzvah. Aber ich frage dir eine Frage. You could do bad things in this phone? Pusheyahu. It doesn't make a difference if you do or you don't do. A person doesn't understand a lot of times, a lot of bochum come. I think he might, every bochum comes to someone in his life. He wants to work in Kedusha Sinai, he wants to. Everyone has the Nisyonis, everyone wants to be Mischazik. Everyone bachur knows, and I said again, it's not an inyan, we speak berabim. Chazal tell you, don't start with that level. Don't start with that level. It's very hard to fight, not to look, yes to look, to fight machshavas. It's very hard. Like we said, the mashal from the Kotzke Rebbe, a room full of black. You try to chase away the black, you never manage. Yeah, even with sticks, you can't chase away the black. There's no way. The room is dark. Try to take out the black. Doesn't go, yeah? How much bags of black you take out? It stays black, yeah? But only if you put on a match, it becomes light, yeah? You can't take away the black. There's no way to get rid of black. It's very hard to fight. Very hard to fight. And people fight it with Av Machshavos to get nowhere. But the first milchama is, the Eitzah, is, Veloinocha Meloikim Derech Eretz Plishtim. You have to know. In Novardok, I'm a Hinkel from the Altam in Novardok. They would say a Maise. I think they said the Maise on Reb Nissen Rozhanka. That was one of the big Mashgichim when he was a Bacher in Novardok. So the old days, the way it worked in Yeshivas, they didn't have a dining room like here. There was food. For sure not two shifts. So what they had was, you had to go to eat by different people meals. If your mazel was that you ate by someone that really had what to eat, to give, you know, some people offer because they had to offer, but when they would come, they'll give you the crust for the kids left over. Well, there was no food, no one had money, and they gave you the crust and the little kids left over. This was your supper, lunch, and breakfast together. This is the way Bochum sat and learned. But he had cousins, you know, more modern cousins, very modern, in Russia. And they, Baruch Hashem, you know, the sultan didn't mind that they all have money, so the sultan let them to have money a little bit. So they would have Baruch Hashem b'shefa. And he would invite them for Shabbos. They would invite him for Shabbos, Lel Shabbos, and he would eat for the whole month. But you know, they had tchatchkes d'otan. And you know, every time after he came there, he knew it's the wrong thing to go there. He would stay and schmooze in the air, in the air, in the air, in the air. And he was becoming himself. Again, I'm not going. And for sure, a month passed. And Givon Holgerich, he became hungry and hungry. And again, he found himself inviting himself to his cousins. And again, eating for a month. And again, busy with all the tchatchkelach behalten. And again, he was feeling so bad. I'll never go again. Because he decided enough machen empis. He was there again, and you know he's wrong. But how do you go away from Eretz Plishtim? Yeah, but Leinocham Aleikim. So at the end of the meal, he asked if he could get a cup of tea. Say, okay, they're happy. Nochash Shmuz from the Halbeshoy. It's not with that. Oh, you know we're getting somewhere. They bring a big cup of tea. He holds the tea, and he asked if he could take it to Yeshiva. So Rondi, the new normally is not metaltel. Okay, fuck out. Baruch Hashem, you know, he's getting to the right place. He said, okay, for sure, you can take it. He got up, standing up, opened his pocket from his pants, and poured the tea into the pocket. From then, he was never invited anymore. He cut it, finished. The Nisoyan is not there. He took away the Nisoyan. A Bacher told me once he was invited to a hotel. David Sinegek, something like that, yeah? He was invited, doesn't know, he feels bad. He was already invited, his cousins, his parents, they wanted to come. I said, no problem, you could go. For him, I told him that he could go. I told him, but eat with your fingers. Don't worry, these cousins will never invite you again. Just eat with your fingers. Cash, chicken, eat with your fingers. Don't worry, they will not invite you again. Had a problem, they invite him every time if he feels very not comfortable to say no. Yeah, I'm not saying that it's mutter to go there from eating with your hands. I'm just giving, if you're ready nishul and you're ready going, eat with your hands. Eat with your hands. There's different aitzes. Yeah, you make some noises. It's a lot. You know, Akash Bokh Baruch Hashem gave us a lot of aitzes. But a bokha doesn't understand. Every bokha has good moments. That he knows what is wrong and right. Everyone in this room knows what is right and wrong. And everyone knows that a lot of things that he knows that are bad, the mashal, some bachur is the mashal, he has addicted to hear news. He has to know what is happening in his world, yeah? Chas v'shalom, maybe his world, he wants to know what is happening in his world. But he knows the ma'isa, he can't hold himself. So first, he doesn't have to have a radio in his room. No, some person said, he can't help himself. So he makes a Kabbalah on himself that he doesn't touch it. He's allowed to ask the roommate to open it for him. But then already he knows that this will never happen in the middle of Seder. He's a Choshev Bacher. Will never happen in the bathroom, yeah? But he can't ask his roommate to come into the bathroom, yeah? Chosh, he's a little bit at this mature, yeah? So the most that will happen, that he comes by night and he wants to hear what happened, so he will listen. Yenim will open it to him. It's a chokhmah. Chazal teach us. The nisyonis will be. But the tafkid of the person is v'leinochom elokim derech eretz plishtim. Move yourself from the nisyonis. Don't fight. Bochy goes away for a Shabbos. He knows if he goes with Yenim, he will not talk to who he doesn't have to talk. If he goes with Yenim, Yenim will help him to talk. So megeidish mit Yenem. Megeidish mit Yenem. Megeidish mit Yenem. And this you don't have no answer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm a onus. This is the avoida. This is the avoida in our door. You leave a dira that has these narishkeits. You leave. You don't stay there. You don't stay for a day in these kind of places. You don't go to places with these kind of guys, even if they're gishmaki guys. Yigmora says, Odom roya shi yitzri misgaber olav, ma yase, yil bashchoyrim, v'yeinach namakim shayin makirim, ma yase. Chazal tells this eitzah. Ish ken mayna eitzah. Any person could do it. Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, mach ha-shvua. Yosef, don't leave it for later. Later, I will not be around. a big politic pressure from Paroi because he wants me to stay here. It's a very big politic. It would be a big massive here. Yosef, make a shvua. Tie yourself in. Yaakov could tell it to Yosef. Every bocher stands in moments that he knows. He knows that what is right and wrong. You're not allowed to. Pishay amikri. Pishay amikri. As if Chazal said him. We don't understand. Chazal say, Ro soito bekilkulo, yazir atzme min hayad. Person sees a soito bekilkulo, yazir atzme min hayad. You know what a soito bekilkulo? They bring the soito to Beis HaMikdash. They choshed her that she was nista with someone else, we learned it in Naftes. So, what is soito bekilkulo? They give her to drink, and she blows up. Yeah? Suba, maza. Everything blows up to pieces. If you see that, yazir atzme min hayad. Don't drink wine. Why? Because wine could bring you to do such a thing. I would think, Pungfakert, if I would want to teach, you know, a modern class, how bad it is to do Aveiras, I would take a video of a lady that did Aveira. Here she is. Look, she comes to Beis HaMikdash, she drinks, and boom, she blows up. You see how bad it is to do Aveira? I would forget. I would bring more people to Beis HaMikdash to see this matzah. Chazal tells us the opposite. Rosoita bekilkulo. Yazir atzme min hayayin. Even if you see a bekilkulo, you heard that the issue was mezane, and now you know she's mezane because she blew up. So you hear about a znus, you really have to stop to drink wine. People think, I read newspapers, and it happened in Ohio, someone made azam sugar, and Chicago, I'm a tzveite meshuge, and chveis. Texas, a third Meshuggah. No, I'm just seeing the news. My God, they put him in jail for 50 years now. And he had him 500 years. My God, my is good. They catched him. They hopped him. Chazal tell you, you read these things. So he took, and what they did to him, most of the times he managed to run away. The article goes, yeah? Chazal tell you it's treif. And then you ask, what is such a problem? There's no bad pictures in the newspaper. I don't look at the bad pictures in the newspaper, yeah? Chazal say, Ro, soita bekilkulo yazir atzme min hayayin. Soita in Beis HaMikdash HaKadosh. Beis HaMikdash HaKadosh. And she's blowing up to pieces. But you hear in the newspaper, or you hear in the news, Yenem gemacht hazeh, Yenem gemacht hazeh, Yenem gemacht hazeh. Chazal tell you, it makes you treif. And then you ask the kasha, how I work on Shmira Sayanai. How I work on Shmira Sayanai. Don't start with the things that no one manages to work on. Start with the things that everyone manages to work on. These things. You don't have to listen to these kind of things. No, I'm just listening to see how bad they are and how they punish them. As if it's all he goes. No, I just want to see what they did to him, yeah? Chas v'sholom, I'm not interested. Das chazal zogen, yazir atzme min hayayin, it's mekalkel the neshama. The person has to make himself gdorim, siyogim. The milchama will be, Hashem didn't ask you to avoid the war. He asked you, v'leinochom, move away, take a step away from the war. This is your job. This is the tafkid. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have siyata d'shma.